This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Until now, it has not been known to the world that this was a possibility. And what was that? What was it that the world had never known was a possibility, not possible until now? Well, it was that an election, a free and fair election, had happened in the United States, the remaining United States, and in the middle of the Civil War. That, Lincoln crowed, had never been done before. Civil wars and revolutions had happened, England, France, and all, but elections had never happened in their midst. This was a civil miracle. And Lincoln was more proud of that than he was that he had won a second term. He had thought in August that he would lose and had written a letter to the future president and put it in his desk drawer. America at that time was twice divided. The South had divided the nation. The South did not join in this election, and so Lincoln became their president by their defeat, not by their vote. But the North was also divided. Divided within itself, again, over how to win and end the war. The Democrat Party said peace at any price, and they won 45% of the vote. But the liberal and radical Republicans said, we need to finish what was started. And they and Lincoln won 55% of the vote. We Americans are pretty good at almost not getting along. So Lincoln won, and by a good enough majority. He was not bitter towards those who ran against him. He did not gloat. He said that he thought in politics there should be term limits or a statute of limitations on political rivalries. Lincoln did not hold many grudges, if any. He once said that what he dealt with was too vast for malice. After the election, he added from his vast capacity for kindness, and quoting from Shakespeare, that so long as I have been here, he said, I have not willingly planted a thorn in any man's bosom. This was an election for the ages. Senator John Sherman, General William Sherman's brother, said, language cannot describe nor imagination conceive its importance to our country and to the world. It is the great political event in all history. This was the kind of gift and promise a successful democracy that Lincoln believed in. The success of a democracy was his cause, and the reason he did not believe in letting go of what some had called our wayward sisters of the South, leaving them to depart on their own say-so. To Lincoln's idea of unity, they could leave, but only if everybody agreed, if the family of origin said yes, and clearly they said no. We owe it to each other more than that. We owe each other that we stick together and how we stick together. That was how Lincoln understood the idea of democracy. Democracy does not work if a minority, such as some southern states, can torpedo it. Lincoln believed in war when all else fails, war to reestablish the legitimacy of the national government. War as a means was justified by that end. Means, ways of doing things, were important to Lincoln. They represented culture, society, and ethics, reason, and values, how we do things. Means was the horse that pulled the wagon. The wagon held the end, the purpose, democracy. Equality belonged in the wagon with the rest of democracy. Equality, democracy, they were in the wagon, and the Declaration of Independence, too. Up with the horse, there were the reins, the leather reins, and the Constitution, the laws. The hows, not the what. When you think of the chaos and wildness of the frontier and prairie that Lincoln grew up in, the chaos that has been known in European history, he felt very strongly that it was important how we did things. You had to play by the rules that you had agreed upon. Lincoln knew that what would happen if a majority of people could not agree to play together by the rules of the game that they had drawn up. And that is why the election of 1864 was so important. It said that real people could really govern themselves and even overcome the worst chaos and violence ever wrought upon their land. It was his fondest hope that that would be the bar, the high standard for the future, and that people would live by a democracy that had been attained and maintained. Lincoln was very democratic when it came to the spirit as well as when it came to elections. And so we can be lighted down in this honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.